All right, hello everyone, and welcome to From Heartache to Joy. I am Gretchen Prince, and I am here with the lovely Virginia Rounds Griffiths. Welcome, Virginia. So happy to have you here.
Thank you so much, Gretchen. It's always a pleasure, as you know. You and I always have lots of laughs when we get together.
We sure do.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
So I'm so happy that you offered to do this extra call with us this week, Virginia, because it really is such an important topic, as you and I were talking before the call, that so many people are hurting right now with their respiratory. We were talking in particular about my husband, who's been having dizzy spells, and Virginia just said that's all kind of related. So can we just piggyback off of what we were just talking about, Virginia, and what's going
yes.
on right now with so many of us?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm finding that it's because of the stress factor. People have no idea how stressed they are. And our world is bringing up all of these issues that just are causing people to go into anxiety and into stress, whether it's about work, whether it's about finances, whether it's just about the horrible news that we're hearing all the time. And the collective, where we all of our, remember this, folks, your thought forms are real, and they go into what's called the collective. And that collective then permeates out. It's like the ripple in the pond. It permeates out into every one of us, into our energy field. So it's really, really important that you get your stress down, because that is, oh dear, that's one of the most devastating things that I have seen that happens to people. Now, on the call, the first thing I want to speak about is, remember that everything, all of these testimonials that you are reading from the author page, that's it. Couldn't remember the name. The author page. This is all from group calls, guys. Nothing else. No, there was the only one that was individual was the little baby Owen, because there was a single thing, and one other person. But the rest of them, these all came from the group sessions. So don't look past the group sessions, because they are powerful. Now, it was a very interesting thing said, and I don't know whether I mentioned this on the call with Iran. But when we meditate, the energy goes from us, from us to source, and source back to us. But when, as a single person, but when you meditate or when you're in a group session like we will be having, that group energy is very powerful. And for instance, Gretchen, we used, I sent out the process that we used when I was talking to Iran, was the process of healing people's tongues, right? Clearing of their tongues. Now, there were people that actually felt that happening. So this is a real good indication that these things can happen in group sessions. Don't go past them and think that they won't work for you, because they really are important. Coming back to the stress, so that's what I do. I will take people into, show them how to do a stress tool that will bring your stress down within seconds. And you'll go from 98%, which is the highest that I've come across, which really is tantamount to 100%. So 98%, we can get that down to 30% within seconds. And that's another thing that I'll be teaching on the call, because we're just all of us. So people don't even know they've got stress. Seriously, I know straight away.
Well, we get so used to living with it, We get
absolutely.
So used to living
absolutely.
With it, it becomes our normal for sure.
That's just absolutely so true. Question. And so people think, no, I'm not stressed. And I do meditation, and stuff. No. But in actual fact, the vagus nerve tells me otherwise, because it's the vagus nerve that sets us up for anxiety and for stress. Right? So it's a fascinating thing, and I just love it. And then we talked about a certain part of the brain where dizziness comes in, and this usually is because people are so stressed now that the dizziness is coming in and being part of our normal. It's really sad, because, I mean, dizziness must be a hard thing to live with. I remember I had vertigo once upon a time, a long time ago, and I didn't know what it was. And literally, as I was walking, the whole, everything was going around in a circle, and my legs were going around in a circle. And I was falling around all over the place. Seriously, it was the most horrific thing. And I remember thinking to myself, oh my God, what's happening to me? I knew it was forming from the brain, but I didn't know what. This is long before I knew anything I don't know about now. So I understand how frightening it can be when you're stressed like that. And then the vertigo comes on you and the dizziness. And then, of course, that makes you even more stressed than before. So it's like this.
Yep.
This treadmill.
It is. And that's exactly what happened with Jason, with my husband this week. You know, like it's he had COVID, and so his anxiety seems to be higher. I mean, it's just a month ago. His anxiety seems to be higher since COVID. And so, you know, 2 weeks ago he went and got an EKG. It was okay, but they recommended go to the ER. So this week he had another spell, almost passed out, plus had chest pains, which I think was from the stress, went to the ER.
Yes.
Everything's checked out, but you know, I thought it was stress and anxiety all along, just because that's his personality. And then after you quickly scanned him, you know, it's respiratory, you know, it's vagus nerve, you know, it's all connected.
It's the brain, it's everything, adrenals, because when you've got that high anxiety and stress, the adrenals are throwing out adrenaline and cortisol, and that's depleting the adrenaline, and so on and on and on. It goes. It's like a roadmap. You can almost say, okay, you got this. It's like, there's no surprise. Let's do something about it.
And I want to attest the power of your group calls as well, because I was in the group calls for the weight loss, and, you know, every single call was powerful. Like, there was something really special about, A, being with the group, B, so many of the issues that was happening with one person who you were talking to at the moment, you know, is happening with so many of us while we were there. So it's just quite a fascinating experience. So Virginia's one-on-one sessions are sold out right now, and I really was glad that you wanted to do this call today, so we can kind of experience, you know, that group energy here today and the power of that, because don't discount it. It's easy to be like, I want a one-on-one session. I want a one-on-one session. But like Virginia said, the 97% of the testimonials and the stories on that we've been sharing with you are from group. And so that's the power of what can happen within a group. So I do want to talk one-on-one with a few people, and we have some questions, but I'd really love you to take us through some kind of a process or something, so we can kind of all experience that collective group energy first.
Okay, let's have a look here. So, because you just threw that in at me then, didn't you?
I did. But you're so good at just going with it, Virginia. So we love you.
From Heartache to Joy community, we just love Gretchen because she just does these things. All right, let's have a look. Let's have a look here. So what I'm just going to do some clearing. There was a really interesting thing that happened to me this morning, by the way, while I'm talking about this, I'm thinking about it. When I went away, when I was away out in the green, beautiful environment that I was in early on this week, a piece of nature flew into my right eye. And it's now something I never do is sneeze. I sneeze like maybe 6 times a year. And so this set me up to start sneezing. And then my eye got itchy, and then the nose started to run. And obviously, it shouldn't have been there, but it got there. So, and it lasted for a day and a half because I was too involved in what I was doing. I didn't take the time to clear myself. Anyway, long story short, this morning when I woke up, I could feel the energy in my throat. It almost felt like a sore throat, and I'm thinking to myself, oh dear lordy, what's going on here? Anyway, I then did that process where I cleared the tongue and into the throat. And honestly, the change was like chalk and cheese. Within minutes, everything had smoothed out and my throat did not feel like I was going to be getting a sore throat. It really surprised me even.
Wow.
So seriously, it even surprised me as to how quick it happened and how the change from, oh my gosh, I think I'm getting a sore throat to, what happened? Where's it gone to? Right? It's that easy and I love it. Let's have a look here. So I'm going to just do a process on, I'm going to go in, because I'm getting the trachea. Excuse me, guys, sorry. So I'm picking up all the energy of those that are listening, that their trachea is not clear. So for those that are listening, is just close your eyes and just connect. Take your grounding cords down to Mother Earth. Let's just connect with her in a beautiful space. So we connect with our Earth Mother by sending your grounding cord down into the heart of her. We use the grounding cord to wrap around very gently and lovingly and give her greetings, gratitude, and love. And then we ask that her energy comes up through the grounding cord into your heart center and into your throat as well. And we're going to do some clearing on the tracheas that I'm coming into connection with here. So now as well, we're going to ask for my heart team, as well as the heart teams of everyone that's listening or will be on the recording, we replay to clear away the trachea of everyone that will be listening. Remember, the trachea is your windpipe. It comes out of your throat and goes down into your lungs. I can feel it clearing already. And it diverts. So it goes to the left lung and it goes to the right lung. So we're clearing all of that out now. Beautiful. Some of you may start to feel like you can breathe better, more easy, because that's cleared now. Wonderful. Thank you, Gretchen. I'm not sure whether you could feel any of that yourselves.
Yeah, it was funny because I was like, oh, I know where the trachea is, but I'm not sure where. I'm feeling my throat open. And then right after I just thought that, you're like, and this is what it affects. And the throat was the first thing you said. But I felt my throat like grow, like open. It was very, very strange. But I definitely felt it. And I'd love to hear how everybody else is doing. If you can write in and let us know, that would be awesome.
Thank you.
But very cool. Yeah. Thank you for that.
No worries. Because that is the common denominator between the upper and the lower respiratory, the trachea, which runs through the throat, and through which we can breathe either through the nose and or through the mouth. So that's a really important part of our anatomy, respiratory anatomy. Thank you, Gretchen.
Thank you.
You nearly got another name then.
I know. All right. So we have some hands raised. I have questions. You know, people are asking on the webcast too. So let's take a caller here. If you want to talk live with Virginia, it's press star 2 and to raise your hand, and we'll just get started. So the first person, your area code is 713. 713, you are unmuted. 713.
Yes. Hi, hello, Virginia. Welcome. Hi, Gretchen.
Hello.
I'm Birgit, and I have to do with chronic sinus infections, and I was wondering if Virginia could help a little bit with that.
Sure. How long have you had that for, Birgit?
Oh, I have them now. I had them last year around the same time, and for months, I believe. And the strange thing is that I don't seem to have many symptoms, but I know it's there. It's as if I am so used to it, as you already mentioned before, you know, when you're so used to something, we don't realize, notice anymore that something
Very
is
true.
Off.
Okay, so when I look at your, the sinus is in the top of your left eye and underneath your left eye, the top of your right and the bottom under your right, so you're quite right about your sinuses. Then if I look at the sphenoid sinus in the brain and the ethmoid, so all of your sinuses here, sinuses are affected. Just going to have a look at your eustachian tube on the left is blocked. Your eustachian tube on the right is blocked as well. So it's not just the sinuses, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So let's just clear that, call that out. And this will go to for anyone else that is on the call, either live and or listening to the replay. Tell me how that's feeling for you now.
It's feeling better, but it's like for me hard to tell at all. You know, the only thing I notice is that my jaw, I have a lot. I'm not sure if this connected with it, but my jaw joints, my cheekbones hurt. For the longest time, I don't
is
know if it's
like
connected or not.
Is that like that now? Your
let
jaw
tune,
and your cheekbones.
Let me tune in. On the left. I can sense it more on the left.
Yeah, because your skull is out of alignment, darling. Okay, and this also is a big thing to do with sinuses. When the skull is not sitting right, and also the bones inside. You know, we could have had an accident or something which moved the bones. Like if I have a look at the skull bone on the top of your left, is they're out on the top of your head, and the skull bones on your top of your right is out as well. If I look at your forehead's fine. And if I look at your left face, the bones on the left side of your face are out, and the bones on your right side are fine. Okay, so that's why you can feel that pain. Your bones are all mismatched in there. Yeah, they're out of alignment.
Wow.
So, and that would, so when I look at your sphenoid bone, which is the bone inside the skull, I'm getting a lot of problems there. The sphenoid bone then connects into the sinuses. And that's where the sinus cavities are part of that as well.
Wow.
So it's no wonder that you've got chronic. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Tell me how you're feeling now. I'm looking at your top left sinus. To me, it's clear. Your sinus underneath your left eye, the one above your top right eye, and the one underneath your right eye. To me, it's clear. But you're the one that can, it's your body, so you know, it's your skull.
Yeah.
If I look at your sphenoid skull, your sphenoid sinus is clear, and your ethmoid sinus. All your sinuses, from my perspective right now, are clear or are clearing. Okay?
Yes.
Looking
thank
at your
you
eustachian
so
tube in your ear, it's clear, and the eustachian on the other side. You should be a new girl in about 5 minutes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Virginia, thank you so much. You're such an angel. Thank you. I love you.
No worries,
bye.
Lovely. Thank you. Bye.
Awesome. Let us know how you're doing in a couple minutes, okay?
I will.
And
thank
also,
you.
Thank you, lovely. And also, if anybody else felt the impact of that, it would be great if you could write in and let us know. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you for joining.
Thank you.
Awesome. So I have a question about the alignment. Is that something that you do in the groups too? Because it's such a common issue that you'll align the skull. I think that's what you said.
you're doing an aroma on me here, right?
I am. I'm channeling her.
Basically, what happens, Gretchen, is if I find that there's an issue with somebody that just like her experience and the fact that her skull was out of alignment, I will just go in and change it. Right? Even though it's not part of the curriculum, I do it anyway. Yeah, because who would have thought that dizziness had anything to do with, you know, with respiratory? It doesn't. But if it's there to be done, it's there to be done. And if it's shown to me to be done, I'll do it. Yeah.
Awesome. That's what I thought, but I wanted to double check.
Yeah. No, I always like to give more than I can. You know, than is advertised. This is why I say to people,
you
jump
always
on those,
do.
Those calls. Yeah, I do. I always give more. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I see two comments here, one from Cindy about the process. She said she had a huge urge to clear her throat during the clearing from deep within her lungs.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you,
and
Cindy.
Then Yurita said, during the process, I felt breathing difficulties, uncomfortable under my stomach and left side of the face puffiness.
She felt it or she cleared it or what, that doesn't stand.
She says, I felt breathing difficulties, uncomfortable under the stomach and left side of the face puffiness. I'm not sure if it cleared or if she felt it during the process.
Sure.
So, Marita,
okay.
if you could clarify, that would be awesome.
Yeah, and taking into consideration, too, a lot of times when we do this kind of work, it's like, just like when we did the musculoskeletal, the body has been used to doing one thing for a long time and it gets taken out of its comfort zone, it doesn't like it, right? And it'll have sort of tantrums and it'll react in certain ways. But in the end, it will be cleared anyway.
Yes, that makes perfect sense. Awesome. So I have a question here. The group calls, what time are those group calls being held?
3 p.m. Eastern.
3 p.m.
All 3 p.m. Eastern.
The dates are on the offer page, as well as if you already purchased, the dates and all that information will be on the email that you receive after you purchase. So you should
have
access
to all of that. And they'll
be replayed
as well, of course.
Yes. And the energy works on the replay as well. I know that there was a call or two I had to miss and then listen, and I was like writing it. I'm like, Virginia, oh my gosh, this just happened. and one other thing I will add, and as you can all tell, I adore Virginia. So, but one thing I will add is her Facebook groups that she has for her programs are incredible, and the stories that you hear from people and just watching people's lives change as they work through the program are just awesome. So much happens in those groups. So sorry, I just had to throw that in.
And the other thing is too, when we have the calls and you have a question, then it's really good because it means that somebody else may have the same issue, but they're afraid to ask, or they can. So when I do a clearing, that's a clearing for everyone. When somebody brings up an issue, which is fantastic, and also it was interesting because some of the people on the call, they thought they didn't have that issue, whatever it was. You know, no, that wasn't my issue. No, I don't have sinus problems. And then they realized afterwards, oh, hang on, you know, this is clear. How can that be? I must have had the issue. Does that make sense to you, Gretchen? It was so great.
Yeah.
You know, I never thought I had that, but I'm feeling so much better. I'm breathing much better. Oh, dear, so funny.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I saw that on Monday's call with all the people writing in about the tongue. Like everybody,
yeah.
There were so many comments of like, I didn't know that my tongue was enlarged until I did that process and I can feel it. Like so many people were feeling that. So that's so cool.
I love doing that tongue thing because people just have no idea that they've got an issue.
Right.
And you know, the tongue is such a, well, I tried to express that on the call with Iran. It is a very important part of our anatomy, without which we couldn't talk. Can you imagine that, Gretchen? Oh, my God.
Oh,
not
my
being
gosh,
able to talk.
Talk.
I couldn't think of anything worse.
Could you still laugh?
I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that know the same thing, thinking the same. And you, yeah, how can you laugh at it? Oh, dear Lord. Anyway, so the tongue is such an important part of it, yeah.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, very cool. All right, so let's take our next caller in line. Your area code is 520. 520, you are unmuted.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello. Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Cindy. Hello, Gretchen.
Hello, Cindy.
Virginia.
Hi, Cindy.
Yes, hello. I've done many packages with you, Virginia. I'm so glad
that you could take my call.
So I've been having this chronic lung condition. I think it's post-COVID. My son and my husband both had COVID. Even though I tested negative for it, I still feel like it's impacted my lungs long-term. And I have inner ear pain as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering why it hasn't cleared out yet.
Oh, sweetheart. You know, with the way this, there's so much going on with this COVID and the virus that's flying around in the air, and the shedding of the vaccines, and that we're all picking up because we can't see it. We don't know if it's affecting us or not. But it affects each different person in a different way, obviously, like everything else. None of us, no two people are alike. And so different things happen to us in different ways. And in your case, you know, if both your husband and your son have had the COVID, and I'm just going to scan you and just have a look here. You see, I'm picking up a virus for you.
I still have a virus?
Yes.
Is it COVID-related?
Yes. Did you get the COVID or not?
I tested
or did not
negative
diagnosed, did
for
you
it.
Yeah.
Not undiagnosed, probably. But
how
I
many
feel
times
like I have the same symptoms.
Yeah. So how many times did you get tested?
I've tested twice for it. Both times
so I'm thinking,
negative.
I'm thinking of virus, Donna, okay? There's a virus in your system, okay? So how long ago did you, has this been around for you?
Since last November of 21.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the symptoms that you have, do they seem like long COVID, do you think?
Very possibly, because I feel like I always have congestion in my lungs. Like I feel that.
Yeah.
I just got a hit on it,
and I get long COVID, all right?
Long COVID.
Yeah, I think this is for you. Your husband and your son, have they got better?
My husband, I can still hear it in his chest also. My son is younger, so he sounds like he might have recovered much better. But I can still hear a lot of congestion in my husband's lungs as well.
Yeah, your son's lungs are also not happy, okay?
Oh.
And your husband's as well, yeah. And then I look at your right lung is needing help, and your left lung is better. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I kind of feel more pressure on the right side.
Yeah.
In my ear,
so your
right
ear,
lung, the inner part.
Yeah. So if I look at your right lung, the bottom lobe is clear and the top lobe is clear on the left side. But when I go into the right side, I get that's where your issues are there. All right. And interestingly enough, your trachea is feeling clear. And we've just done the clearing of the trachea. All right. So your trachea is clear.
Yes, I could feel that. And, yes, I could feel that.
Yeah. And then when I go into your left ear, it's clear. But your right ear is definitely having an issue there. Do we have a one-on-one, Cindy?
We don't, but I would like to get one if it's still possible.
No, you can't love me. It's never gone. Yeah.
I will be on the group call, though.
Okay, brilliant. And make sure that you pop into the question, you know, your questions into the answer and whatever. So right now, I'm just gonna bring your right lung of yours down. This is for everybody else as well. Just bring some help to that right lung. you should start to feel a little bit more ease in that right side. It's gone like from chalk to chalk and cheese. So if I look at your bottom right lung, your middle lung, and your top lung, big change. You're probably not feeling it right now, but trust me, there's a change going on right now as we talk. But if I would definitely grab the group calls, lovely, because we'll be going into the ear and we'll be doing all kinds of things, all right? And thank you so much, Cindy, for coming on board, lovely. Thank you for asking the question.
Thank you. Is there anything further I could do to help this clear? Should there be a medication for the virus, or should there be something additional I could be taking for it?
Well, you know, you've got, I don't know whether you believe in the ivermectin or not. So that vitamin D, right? Vitamin C, water, and lots of hydration. But I would don't get fearful because we can clear that on the call. Okay.
Thank you so much. Many blessings
right,
to both of you.
Thanks, lovely.
Thanks,
take
Cindy.
Care now.
Thank you. Take care.
All right.
That was a good call.
Yeah. Amazing how all of us are so different with this virus in particular.
It all comes down to the immune system in the end, you know, as to how strong your immune system is, how this will play out in your field. Each of us is so different. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to read. There's a bunch of questions about symptoms. I'm going to read them, and if you can let them know if this will be something that can be covered in the group calls.
Sure.
So someone is asking about mold in the lungs or sinuses.
Oh, yeah. That's a naughty thing, the mold.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's a real... I actually had a client who we worked on mold together, and we cleared the mold. Now, remember, this is not mold is a different kind of an issue. It's much more entrenched, whereas what we're doing here is we're doing respiratory systems from basically what's left over from the COVID. But, you know, that's the way we're working on this, clearing and opening up the lungs. Yes, we can do that with any mold infiltration, but it needs more specialized help, a little bit more than just the sessions that we'll be doing. So that would be my answer to that. Yeah,
makes sense. Yep.
Yep.
What about long-term coughing? This woman has been coughing on and off for 15 years.
Well, I've had a lot of people doing that. Some people are able to get rid of it completely. Some have lessened it hugely, like about 80%. So, yeah, it works. And everybody, again, it's different. So what will work on one won't necessarily work on another. But, yeah, jump on it, because that's one of the biggest things, too, is that coughing. And sometimes, too, taking into consideration, it could come from heart, right, as well as from lungs. So that needs to be ascertained.
Right.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Thank you for the question, though. Mm.
All right. What about headaches, dizziness, tightness, and also sexual energy?
This is all about the respiratory system. Yeah. So it's got nothing at all and has no connection to any sexual energy. Yes, for the dizziness, as we spoke about before. And headaches could also be part of the skull being out of alignment issue as well. Okay? So, yes, we could address those parts without any issue. That, you know, as I said, already said before, even though headaches and things that go wrong in the skull, because the skull is out of alignment, and every single person that I've ever come across has a problem with their skull being out of alignment. I haven't quite traced it down, but I'm sure it's got something to do with the birth canal when we come out through the birth canal. because even babies have this issue, right? I've come across babies with their skulls out of alignment. So I think that it's from that time, and then the body just gets used to it, and we get used to, because we don't know any different, and then until they encounter me, and then I put the skull back on the way it should do, and people can feel it. They know. The difference is amazing.
Mm.
Yeah. I hope that makes sense.
Yes, perfect sense. All right. This woman has runny nose, watery eyes in all seasons, nosebleeds in the winter months from blowing her nose, and also gets breathlessness.
Oh, yeah. This card is not sitting straight for a start. And can we... that's what this the package has been targeted for, the runny nose and the all of that stuff, right? I suspect it's not very often that women get bloody nose. It's usually more a man's kind of thing, but who knows? Maybe when we, if we go in and adjust the skull, we may be able to fix that for her. I can't guarantee it. I don't know. So, sorry. It's the best I can do.
Very good. All right. Well, I have to read this whole one because Alexandra, because this is quite a feat, so I want to congratulate you. She had been a really heavy smoker. She quit smoking 12 years ago today. Yay!
Woo-hoo.
That's so cool.
Well done.
And then she says, however, in December 2018, I had a severe ear infection that complicated her breathing, and since then, she remains with dry nasal mucus, shortness of breath, and snoring problems. Can this healing help with that? And she would like your insight.
Well, I can feel her lungs. Excuse me. Her lungs are really not happy. They're not happy lungs, put it that way. All right? So that's one of the things that we can do is clear that up. And there was, what was the other thing? Please,
Hold on, let me find it again. Ear that complicate. Dry nasal mucus, shortness of breath, and snoring problems.
So the right ear is blocked. There's something going on with the right ear there. So the long story short is yes.
Got it. Very good.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Okay, so let's take our next caller.
Mm-hmm.
Your area code is 604. 604, you are unmuted.
Hello?
Hello, welcome.
Hello.
Well, hi, Virginia. Hi, Gretchen. It's Nina. Thanks for taking my call. You can hear it in my voice. I've been getting a lot of coughing since my last bout of viral. I caught like a cold flu. I have no idea if it was COVID or not. I tested myself and it was negative. And since then, I've had this horrible cough that keeps happening and a sore throat, and I can feel that it infects my, I think my saliva glands, I'm not sure, but it just seems very congested in my throat and my upper lungs.
Yeah, you've got both the bottom lobes of both sides are fine, but the left lobe, the top side of the left is not heavy, and the middle and the top of the right-hand side is also an issue. I'm just going through your trachea is fine, there's no issue there in your windpipe, but when I go into your throat, there's definitely an issue in your throat there. And if I have a look at your tongue, is that naughty tongue again? The first third, the second third, and the third. There's definitely issues with the tongue in there as well, lovely, okay? And I'm looking at your throat and just opening up your throat as we talk, expanding it. And there we go. So your throat is now, should be feeling much more open, not as congested as it was. And if I have a look at your ear, your station tube is on the right, left is blocked. Your station tube on the right is blocked. So these are your ears, okay? The tubes that come down from there. So this is for anybody else that's listening on the call as well. Very, very well, dear. Okay?
Okay.
Oof. Shoof. That's better. So the eustachian tubes are open now. I look at your left ear, the outer ear, the middle ear, the inner ear. The right side, outer ear, middle. Your middle ear on the right-hand side is an issue. Were you aware of that?
No, I wasn't.
Yeah. The middle ear. There's a lot of things that we don't even know that's going on.
No, inside. I would have thought it was my left.
No, this is your right.
Oh,
on the
God.
Right-hand side. Yeah, when I go to the left-hand side, the outer ear, the middle ear, the inner, no. The eustachian tube is cleared now. The eustachian tube on the right is cleared as well. Yeah, so if I look at your, you've got a lot of sinuses going on there too, haven't you?
Yes, definitely.
There's a lot of stuff going on in your congestion. Did you say you had COVID, did you?
Well, it tested negative, so I had all the symptoms, but it tested negative twice.
I'm picking up a virus, Nina.
Yes.
Okay. You should start feeling much more open in your upper nasal area, your upper respiratory.
Okay, lovely.
Yeah. So that gives you some kind of, some sort of relief from that.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And, when I look at your, you see how your voice is sounding funny? Like,
yes.
All the time.
I thought my voice sounded fine.
So it's your voice, it's your vocal cords.
Yes.
Okay? Oh, jeez. But there's much more that needs help in there. So if you can do, there's not a one-on-one with this package, but if you want to jump on the onto the calls, we will be doing that. That'll be part of the whole thing. Okay?
Okay, lovely. Okay, I appreciate that.
Thank you, Nina.
Thank you.
Thank you, lovely.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye
Thanks
now.
For joining. All right. It's really quite fascinating how so much is connected with our breathing and how, the lungs and the nose and the ear, like how it's just all respiratory and how it can all be impacted. It's quite
ear, nose, and throat. It's always been, ENT, the ear, nose, and throat has always been a given. Yeah, but we don't know until somebody crazy like me comes in and says, "Look, this is them, this is that thing there." You have this problem, and there is, and then I join up all the dots.
Yeah, and then it just all is like, oh, okay, well, then that makes sense why all of this is going on.
Yeah, and a lot of times, too, because people have problems with their throat, it's called dysphagia, okay, and that means that they have problems swallowing. I had a client who had a stroke, and this can come from stroke or multiple sclerosis, and it also can come from Parkinson's disease, and they have a problem with swallowing. And this beautiful young girl, she came to me about her daddy. He had a stroke and couldn't, and they kind of didn't want to do some kind of procedure until he was eating solid food. So she came to me, and he was drinking, it was all liquid, and he couldn't stomach the solid food. Anyway, long story short, we cleared his throat and got all his muscles back to working the way they should do, and then he was able to eat solid food, and then they could carry on with the procedure for him. So, this helps in so many ways, just by going in there and helping to strengthen the muscles in the throat, clearing out the tongue, et cetera. Just amazing what can be done. Because some of those, those immune systems, autoimmune systems are really hard on the muscles in the throat. And then, of course, that stems back to the cranial nerves in the brain. And with the throat and the tongue, cranial nerve number 9 and number 12 are also playing out in those particular areas with how we swallow and other issues with the tongue. So, you know, the tongue is not just sitting there on its own. It's being, it's like a little puppet. There's a puppet going ding, 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 and that's in the brain, in the cranial nerves in the brain. It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, very, very fascinating. Huh. As I'm clearing my throat.
Sounds like you still got your COVID left there, Bill. Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, I had it last year really bad, so this year I'm like, it was a piece of cake. I mean, I still have lingering, but compared to last year, I'm like, cakewalk.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, all right, let's take another caller. Your area code is 206. 206, you are unmuted.
Hello.
Hello, welcome.
Hi. This is so fun. And I had a giggle this morning because I woke up with a tickle. That was very funny. But I woke up with a tickle, and then when I looked at my email, I saw this, and I thought, well, thank you, Source, because
Well, here we go.
And I felt when we did the group clearing, you know, I could see my grounding cord kind of turn into a tail and really wrap itself. And I felt a real clearing then. And then as the calls continued, I'm all jacked up again. I feel really congested. And it's almost like it's, I want to say got worse, but it's, I'm just feeling
Where are you feeling the congestion?
In my nose. And I've done some coughing, so probably a little bit in the lung, chest area maybe. But I don't have the tickle in my throat anymore.
No, yeah. So look at your station tubes are fine, they're open. And if I look at your sinus above your left eye, it's not there, it's clear. The one underneath your left eye is clear. On the right-hand side, it's a different story. Does that make sense to you?
I'm sorry, what?
The sinuses on your right-hand side are blocked.
Okay.
Under your eye and under your eye. All right, the sinus is there. So I look in, go into the sphenoid sinus in the brain, that's clear, and the ethmoid sinus is clear. I get some, there's a restriction in your nostrils, right? I get So just doing some clearing there, and the sinuses as well. And down the back of your nasal, down the back of your pharynx, which is where it comes down from the back of the nose area and comes down and through the throat. That's needing clearing here, so I'm just clearing that out now. That's better.
Wow, I can really feel that, and there's a huge difference.
Yeah. So that's all draining out now, okay?
Mm, yes.
And the back of the throat area is nice and really clearing out now. I see that the sinus in the top right is clearing as we talk, and the one underneath your eye is also clearing as we speak now. That's the stubborn one underneath your right eye.
Yes. Yes, it is, actually.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I'm looking at your trachea is fine. Your trachea is clear because we did that before. And then if I look at your lung, your bottom right is, your bottom left is clear. Your top left is a little bit contaminated. The bottom right is clear. The middle right and the top. So you definitely got issues with your lungs there, don't you? But not, the saving grace is that your trachea is clear. So you should start to feel, you know, I can breathe a lot better.
Oh, yeah.
Glands. Yeah. Are you feeling better?
I am. Mm. Yes, actually, my nasal passages feel very clear now.
Yeah. Look how instant it is.
Awesome.
Isn't that brilliant?
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you so much. This is a beautiful gift today. I appreciate it. And I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it. I haven't signed up yet, but I'm looking at things.
No worries.
Awesome.
Yeah. Thank you. You take care now.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Pleasure. Bye now. Yeah, I love that
fast.
It's
so
fast.
Cool.
You know, yeah.
It is so fast.
Yeah.
It is so fast.
Even
it
surprises me.
I love that it surprises you.
You know, honestly, Gretchen, this kind of work, it just surprises me every time when I see the amazing results that can be, you know, done through this energy work. It's just incredible. Just incredible.
That's,
you know, and
so
I often
cool.
say, for instance, like on when we go and do the lungs, when we get to the lung bit, I'm going to go inside the lungs and open up the lungs themselves, right? Because if they're congested, you can imagine they're holding that congestion in there. They can't clear that. You can hear my voice going already, can't you?
Yeah.
I'm in somebody's bottom. But it's, and the and I, that happened when we were doing the group calls. I went in there and opened up, and they could feel the effect of that, my being inside the lungs and opening up the lungs. It's just incredible what we can do when we think outside the box, right?
Yeah.
It always blows me away this way, and I am so thrilled, and I give gratitude, you know, to my heart team, to Source, and of course to these wonderful the community from the heart, from Heartache to Joy. It's just amazing. And yourself, and Iran, and everybody.
Well, we give gratitude back to you, Virginia.
Very loving. Thank you.
So I want to announce the offer page again so everybody has it. If you're on the webcast, you can just click on the button. If the offer is orderjoy2020.com/breathe22, that's BREATHE22. You can check it out. It's going to be available through the weekend, so you have a couple more days to decide if this is right for you or not. Virginia, I had a question about the 90-day remote healing. When does that begin?
It begins on the Monday. When you buy your package, it begins from that Monday. It doesn't matter what
awesome.
Monday it is for each person.
Awesome.
Yeah?
Okay, so that's cool. So if you buy, you know, anybody who bought this week, it will begin on Monday. So that starts pretty much right away for you. Can you talk a little bit about the remote healing, Virginia, just to explain what it is and how that works?
Yes, certainly. So, you know, everything is energy, as we're all aware. This is the work, that's the world we work in. And I ask my heart team, they take care of all of this. And every Monday morning, 10 a.m. UK time, which is like 5 a.m. Eastern, Monday mornings, my team will go in there and they hold everyone who's on the calls, who's bought the packages, they will hold them all in the energy of helping to continue the healing on an upper plane area. So this is, it doesn't matter what it is, and if it doesn't have to necessarily mean healing for them with the lungs. This can also mean other areas of their lives that they are needing help with, whether it's emotional or, you know, mental, any of those things. And this will also help with that. Okay?
Awesome. So anything that comes up or what for your highest good in those 90 days,
indeed,
your team kind of goes in, and that's very cool. Very, very cool. All right. So I think we have time, because you're so fast, to take one more caller, if that's okay with you. All right.
Yeah.
The next caller in line, your area code is 619. 619, you are unmuted.
Hi.
Hi, welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Virginia, and hi, you guys. I just have finished a bout with COVID, and the one thing I haven't been able to get rid of is the congestion up near my throat. I can't clear my throat and clear my chest.
Well, your station tube on the right is blocked. Excuse me. And so it starts in the ears. All of that is congested in there. Looking at your sinus above your left eye, the sinus under your left eye, the sinus above the right and under the right. So you've got a real big whammy of this stuff, haven't you?
Oh. Whew.
You should start to feel relief and drainage from your sinuses. That's how fast this has happened. It's changed so quickly. Then if I go into your throat, body. I'm just expanding your throat right now. Beautiful. You should start. You can feel some expansion there. And then if we look at your trachea, the trachea is not bad at all, which is great, because we did this calling, we did this before at the beginning of the call. And then if I look at your left lung is not happy, and your right lung is as well. And I want to go back up to the. I want to go to your tongue is not happy here at all, girl. Okay. The tongue.
My whole body isn't happy, so I know.
It's the respiratory system, right? Yeah. So just bringing some. Tell me how you're feeling right now.
I'm feeling a little less pressure, so that's really good. But it's still
There's a lot of clearing that we've just done there. Considering how you were so congested before, this is all starting to drain now. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you for fitting me in. Then. I just need all the help I can get. So I appreciate it very much, Virginia.
Pleasure, lovely. Take care now.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for joining. Awesome.
Yeah.
Amazing how many of us are still dealing with COVID.
I know.
All these years later.
Yeah. This is why I bought this package to you, because I knew everybody was suffering from this. But the incredible thing was, it started from March of 2020 when I started. And I'm thinking, that's strange. How come so many people are having this issue with their respiratory? But every client that I got, and they didn't come to me for that. They came to me for something else. The first thing I would go is, all this everything is someone clear that first before we ended up. It was really quite extraordinary, you know. And then babies, oh my goodness me. Little ones. Awful, awful.
Well, thank you, Virginia, for bringing this program to us, especially, obviously, it's such an important time between COVID and allergies and everything else that's going on. It's really an important program. And I just want to say again, the one-on-one sessions are sold out. I thank Virginia for opening up as many as she did. We appreciate her. But the groups are still available, and it's an amazing way to really tap into this energy. Like she said, you have the 90-day remote healing, you have the group calls. As you can see, Virginia takes the time to talk to people on those group calls, so
I do.
That happens as well, and I can't say enough about them. So it's available through the weekend, so you have a couple of days to make your decision if this is right for you or not. Virginia, is there anything you want to say before we close out today's call?
I just want to say be mindful of the fact that the group calls are very, very powerful. And just wanted to say thank you so much, Gretchen, for fitting me in today, because I do think that this is one of the most important calls that I've ever made, all right? One of the most important packages that I've ever bought to this platform. This community, and because so many of us are having this issue in the respiratory, and it shouldn't have to be that way. You know, we don't need to hold on to that. So if you jump on the calls and can be of any assistance, you know, please let me know. I'm actually quite amazed at how quickly everyone's issues are clearing as I'm coming into their field, Gretchen. This is like quicker than I thought. Yeah, this is even faster than it has been, right? So
yeah, that's crazy.
Take advantage of it. Yeah, take.
to piggyback off of that, Bridget wrote back in and she said, thank you so much. My face and jaw feel so much lighter. Thank you. Blessing. So
Brilliant.
Very good timing. How fast that can change. And I just want to say, like, I think sometimes we take for granted, like we just, and I'm just thinking of my husband in particular, because he's on my mind these days. The allergies, you know, like he has horrible allergies and has had them for years and takes a pill every day. And you just kind of feel like, well, this is just something I live with and there's nothing I can really do about it, you know, but right now there is.
That's so true.
It's just one of those things that's kind of like, I'm going to have a runny nose forever and just deal with it. but there is help, and there's help.
I got a bad whammy from my jeans. Thank you very much, ancestors. Or something like that.
Right, exactly.
Thank you so much, Gretchen,
for bringing this to us. I so appreciate it, and I appreciate all of you that joined us today. I know it was like kind of like last minute. We sprung this call on you, so I appreciate you being here with us today. So thanks again, Virginia.
And thank you to the community.
All right, everyone. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll all be talking soon. Bye-bye.